All right, I'm taping this in December, so you're hearing this at halftime of our January 3rd game for Girls and Women National Sports Day. So we'll talk about that in a moment. But we have Michelle Wong with us. She is Marketing and External Engagement Coordinator at UD since August 2023. She has her digital marketing degree from UD. She does her job better than I can talk today, that's for sure. So, first of all, young lady, your responsibilities, I read your bio, and you obviously, what are some of the biggest marketing initiatives you are doing for this women's program?
Yeah, so for women's basketball, we focus a lot on community. So how do we get our youth teams out and engage with our women's basketball program? How do we get students and kind of engage with the community on all different sides of, the spectrum, from our older crowd all the way down to our really littles? So as you mentioned, January 3rd, today is our National Girls and Women's in Sports Day celebration game. So National Girls and Women's in Sports Day isn't until February, but we always like to highlight this day because, women's sports are continuously growing, highlighting kind of the amazing achievements that are continuing to grow in this industry, and how do we get more girls involved as the industry continues to evolve in this space. So there's a focus there. We'll be doing shoe charms to try and promote those girls to come out and participate. We have youth teams coming in, integrating them into kind of our pregame. So they'll be in the tunnels, high-fiving our players as they come out, and they'll be on the court as well. Tying into the youth kind of focus we have, every year we host something called School Day. This is an educational field trip where we invite students, schools, classrooms from all around the Dayton area community to come out to a game for free. We tie in educational themes, mainly math, into everything that we do. So we ask questions during media timeouts from K through 8th grade is kind of our specialty. They get to engage with the in-game hosts. They get to engage with our players. They'll be designing shirts. So pregame, you will see our coaching staff and our players wearing shirts that have been designed from some of those schools in the area.
And having been here, as I have 22 years, I've seen that grow. And specifically, there's a lot that goes into this. But what's most impressive about it, it's one of the most successful education days in the country because it fills up, it's sold out, it's usually over 11,000.
Yeah, so we are already at max capacity.
Really?
We reached max capacity for our school day game within 2 weeks of VP's opening. So it's been really cool to see it grow. I'm a two-time alum of the University of Dayton, so I've been around to see how school day has progressed, especially here at UD. So what used to be, us reaching out to schools, having to invite teachers, all that stuff, and getting out into the community to ask them to come out, it has kind of evolved into something different, where we're hearing from teachers asking us to come. We're no longer going out and asking the community to come out, but the community is asking. Woo, let me take a breath. We are no longer going out, but the community is reaching to us to come. So unfortunately, we do have a waiting list now. We are, I think, at 12,100 seats, not including seats that we've held off for our season ticket holders. But yeah, it's been great to see the growth of that year after year.
What specifically are you involved? Not so much game day, cause, I know they put up the piece of paper for all the different schools, and I usually try to walk around and write them all down and mention them on the air. What are some of the challenges planning such a huge event?
Yeah. So like I mentioned before, we do all the curriculum. So everything from the school day packet that schools will receive. So this is a packet full of, math questions from K through 8th. And then we also create a worksheet specific for each grade. So then we create a worksheet for both K through 8th grade. So that's kind of the back end stuff, getting those curriculum, all those papers, PDFs compiled. A large part of it is, like you mentioned, we do fill up basically every single seat in the arena. So it's logistical. It's making sure that all of our parking passes are sent, actually seating all the schools in here. So when a school says they have 253 kids coming, where do we put them in the arena? So it's a mix of both logistical elements, anywhere from, working with our event staff coordinators, and transportation, getting everybody in here, down to what we're going to do in the game. So whether that's the questions that we're asking, what music we're playing, you know, tailoring the music to, you know, we have kids from middle school, all the way down to our itty bitty little kindergarteners. So how do we keep everybody engaged when you're trying to reach such a wide variety? It's a big job. I have a committee of interns, around 12 of them, that do help out. So they help out with building the curriculum, helping the tape. We do tape a RSVP like paper, as you mentioned, on every single seat. So we're counting out rows, we're counting out seats and taping those down. So it's a big project, lots of help to get it done, but we love it.
What about some other promotions that you're involved in? Obviously the 937, yep, done last year, still going on this year.
Yes, so 937, we're continuing to do. We've seen a huge growth, especially this year. Our next 937, I believe, is in February, so our $9 promotional item will be a tote bag. The $3 concession, I believe, is pretzels with cheese, and then, as always, we have our $7 ticket. So that is, you know, a great way for us to kind of promote the pride that is of 937, so we always love to continue that.
What other promotions that I have not touched upon or planned for the rest of the year?
Yeah, so one of our big ones is Black History Month Celebration Games, so that'll be on February 1st. We're really excited to do that one. Obviously, embrace the culture, there's a lot that goes behind Black History Month, and we're excited to be involved with that and to celebrate that as a month. I have to pull up my promotional calendar.
No, that's quite all right. I'll ask you, Alumni Day is always like toward the end of the year. Do you ever, I imagine you're involved in contacting the alumni to come back? That's got to be a big project.
Yes.
Do you ever ask them if they want to play a game? Because that's always what I want to see. I want to see Kelly Austria play now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Our alumni game is on January 25th. So Tari, who's part of the coaching staff, does a lot more with the communications for alumni. But obviously, we always love seeing them come back. The group that comes back has continued to grow. I think last year we had 20-something, and I think we're on track for, like, 30s, maybe, from what I'm hearing. But, you know, it's always great to see them. I'm sure they'd love, you know, some of them would love to get back on the court, but I'll leave that up to the coaching staff and for them to kind of discuss that.
So, the season is over. What other sports are you involved in? Because it can't be just women's basketball. No. What else do you do the rest of the year?
Yeah, so I'm preparing for baseball and softball season, so I'm also in charge of their promotional schedules. So as the coordinator, I have baseball, softball, women's basketball, and then men's and women's soccer. So as we look to the spring, we'll be looking to do baseball, softball, getting them all set for their season to start. They'll start here, at least baseball will start here in February. For baseball, their biggest game is day air, so preparing for that, looking to break an attendance record. So, you know,
that didn't go well last year because they got rained out.
Yes. So,
and I guess it's that people say, well, why didn't they do it later? Well, you can't just all of a sudden decide, well, we'll just do it on this next game. There's a lot of planning you have to do with the facility.
Yeah, so we work really closely. We have a great relationship with the Dayton Dragons, which is where, you know, they play. That's their home. So there's not only communication on their end for logistics, but also our end as well, moving everybody over there from media, from students. Obviously, students have to bus over there, so how do we work out transportation? So unfortunately, as much as we would have loved to, you know, reschedule that game due to the weather, it didn't work out like we wanted to last year, but we had a great turnout of fans who did still come out. We had roughly 1,500 fans come out still in the weather. We had a pep rally. So great turnout from our fans, looking to, again, repeat that and hopefully play a baseball game this year. But yeah, we're really looking forward to that.
And soccer has gotten a lot of coverage. The teams have been very successful. We know the women this year, they obviously made it one game away from the NCAA tournament, lost a tough one to St. Louis. The men, of course, had a great run a couple of years ago. When you promote soccer, obviously where they play, it's very limited in terms of seating. So are you focused at all about increasing attendance? Because that may be difficult.
Yeah, so we've increased attendance for both our soccer programs. I think on average around 15% year over year, taking into account the past couple of years. In terms of attendance, I mean, we operate under the more the merrier. I think, one, to give our student athletes that home court advantage or the home field advantage that we talk about. So getting the atmosphere up, getting them involved in the game itself. We're not necessarily as concern, I guess, as capacity, even though that is a concern. But, you know, we're trying to pack, as we often say, pack Bojan. So we do have standing. We sometimes see, like, fans would rather stand outside the parking lot when they can't come in. That's something that we saw at the NCAA when we hosted, I think, 2 years ago now for the men's. We reached capacity, and we had fans standing outside the gate, standing in the parking lot, standing wherever they really could to see a vantage point. And so We operate under the more the merrier, and we invite everybody to come out, and then we'll, this sounds bad, but we'll worry about capacity later kind of
pleasant
situation.
Pleasant problem to have.
Yes,
all right,
yes,
Michelle
yes.
Wong, thank you for that, and we'll go back to courtside.
Of course.